Coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good stuff.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, my day. What's happening, y'all? And welcome into another funky fresh edition of the Jay Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight, we're going to try this again. Alicia Broton should be in the house tonight. She has a very inspirational story, so we're hoping that she's here tonight. Now, look, if she's not here, if she doesn't show up, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to get rid of her. We're going to be like, you know what? You got the role, baby. But listen, she confirmed. Like she did last week. But hopefully she'll be here. But listen, anyway, if not, we'll do what we always do, continue to march. Let me tell you, folks, we have a great show on tap for you. Tonight, if you are a fan of house music like I am, oh, damn, tonight the listener loves house music by special request. Your phone calls are always welcome. We have your weather, which is hot as hell outside. That's the weather report. Good night. Thank you. Now, anyway, we have your weather. We have the three-minute commentary, and we have a news update. All that and more is coming up, plus the very best in the biz. Got to tell you about a proposed trade that I was offered today. All that and more is coming up. Jay Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Write it down, 347-850-1272. T.O., let's get this party started.
It's a popcorn, man.
The Jay Ryle Show starts now.
You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In a rare reversal of routine, President Obama today went to Capitol Hill and met with fellow Democrats in both the House and Senate, rather than having them troop over to the White House. As NPR's David Wellen explains, the president's congressional House call comes just days before lawmakers leave Washington for a five-week summer recess.
Democrats who met with President Obama described his visit to the Capitol as a send-off for the August break. Steny Hoyer is House Minority Whip.
It was a very positive meeting. A meeting which I think was an important one for us to have with the president as we leave for this August break and go to talk to the American people.
Washington Senator Patty Murray said Democrats closed ranks around the president.
Our caucus is 100% with him. He made it very clear that he was not going to negotiate over the debt ceiling. We have got to stop lurching from crisis to crisis, in his words and in our words.
A showdown over the debt ceiling is expected next fall. David Wellen, NPR News, the Capitol.
Appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, members of President Obama's national security team said the government needs to be able to retain sweeping surveillance powers currently in place. Officials with the NSA say while some limits to surveillance powers may be needed, they want to work with lawmakers calling for imposing such limits. Government has acknowledged the ability to do what it termed HOP analysis, where the phone records of millions of Americans can be analyzed in the hunt for just one terrorism suspect. The Federal Reserve Board's Open Market Committee backed down from an earlier, more robust characterization of the economy, suggesting the Fed is still evaluating whether to taper off its bond-buying program, which has helped keep interest rates low. Yoshio Kitaguchi has more.
The central bank traded the words moderate growth for modest pace, in effect downgrading its evaluation of the U.S. economy in the first half of this year. The Fed also worries about the effects of a recent jump in mortgage interest rates, triggered by Fed Chair Ben Bernanke's own words saying the Fed could start dialing back its $85 billion a month stimulus in September. Finally, the Fed said inflation is unusually low, which can depress demand for goods. The Fed's primary concern, however, is the health of the job market, and it will be closely watching the Labor Department's July unemployment reports due out Friday. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy generated 200,000 private sector jobs last month, according to a survey by payroll company ADP. That's the fastest pace of hiring since December and gives some reason for optimism ahead of those key government jobs numbers due out later this week. According to the latest ADP survey, professional and business services companies added 49,000 jobs. Construction companies added 22,000 jobs. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 21 points at 15,499. The NASDAQ gained 9 points. The S&P lost a fraction today. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, if you were here last Wednesday or even this past Saturday, you heard my 3-minute commentary in regards to young Jordan Mannix. Okay, Jordan is a young lady who is really going through a hard time right now. And I'm going to replay the 3-minute commentary a little bit later in the show. But I wanted to take this opportunity just to tell you a feel-good story. Because I reached out to her family on Facebook, and the response that I received from them has been heartwarming. I told them that it is our purpose here on the J. Ryle Show and on the TGRS Radio Network to put the word out about her little girl. And I received so many thank yous, not only from her mother, but also from people who have just been following this young lady. You know, I've never heard her talk. I've never seen her move around. I've just seen still pictures of her. But I'm telling you, she has an infectious smile, and she makes you just want to pick her up and give her a great big old hug. Folks, we're asking you to spread the word. I'm not asking you to give, you know, a kidney. I mean, that's a very personal decision, and if that's on your heart, then you need to do that. But I'm asking you just to spread the word about young Jordan. Just spread the word. Just tell somebody. The goal is for someone to know today who didn't know yesterday. I mean, that's the purpose of this whole thing. That's the beauty of social media, being able to get the word out just by telling a few friends and hoping that those friends will go tell other friends, and then you have this groundswell effect that goes on, and then somewhere along the line, someone hears the story and decides that they can be the person that can help this young lady, okay? So, look, go to Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Look her story up, to Stroll Down, and a very special kudos and thanks to Miss Terry, because Miss Terry brought it to my attention. And Miss Terry, God bless you. Even though you like hanging out at the swingers bars, God bless you for this effort. And what you're doing, your work, and trying to help not only missing people of color, but also putting the word out about things like this, man, words can't explain my gratitude towards you. Because trust me, we need people out here doing this thing. You know, listen, we're a very small fish in a big pond. But I tell you what, we have more than one person listening to us. So guess what? You go tell somebody about it. Now, if you want to go check out her page, just go to Facebook and go to Facebook.com. And I think it's /group/Team Jordan. That's J-O-R-D-Y-N. All right, it's not Jordan the traditional way. It's J-O-R-D-Y-N. Or once again, go to our Facebook page. You can get the information there. And once again, we keep her family and friends in prayer. And like her mother said to her, I got this. Guess what? I got this. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliot?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, ain't nothing crack-a-lackin', bruh. You done cussed me out. You know what? Let me tell you something, bruh.
Don't bring our personal business on the air, man. I'll tell you that all the time. Why are you going to bring our personal business on the air, man?
Thank you very much. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing excellent, man.
Yeah?
I'm doing excellent. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, I got something to tell you that one of the listeners reminded me of something that we didn't do, but I'll tell you this a little later in the show. I think it's important for you and I to keep our word when we say we're going to do things.
Okay.
So, great day. How many people did you tell about Jordan, Mr. Elliott, since we last spoke?
Actually, I told a couple of people how did that work, man. Like three or four.
Okay,
the guy was like, you know, we were talking about that work. You know, I was reminded when I was listening to the J. King Network today about it when you got on there. And I said, oh, his big ass mouth just reminded me that I need to remind people about that.
Hello, bro. First of all, I don't have no big ass mouth, but I'm on the J. King show, Kings in the Morning. That's the proper name of the show. What I do is, hey, you listen, I stay in my lane, baby. That's his show. I don't try to outshine him. I just say my thing and just do my thing.
I got a big ass mouth, bro. I'm just calling it like it is, baby. That's all.
Hey, man, listen, now, I have not insulted you. I've said nothing but nice things to you, but yet and still, you find a way to come on the show and just bring all this filth, fart, phlegm into this thing. Why can't you be nice, Mr. Elliott?
And all this hallelujahing you're doing is really is
where are you getting this hallelujah from? I mean, who you steal that from? Oh, so you're saying that now?
They
you get that from?
Network for the longest hallelujahing.
Okay, so that's where you got it from. So you know, I'm noticing, bro. You starting to say thing hallelujah and tit to tit. What are you trying to tell us, Mr. Elliott? So are you trying to leave or what are you doing?
Well, tit to tit. Miss Terry said it too, but I noticed when she said it, you didn't say nothing to her. But
I didn't say nothing to you until today, and I'm going to say something to her. She used it today. I'm just asking a question. It's nothing. I'm just trying to get the scoop. That's all.
Damn you. I used two phrases they use. And wait till I talk to Mama B about the trades you proposed today.
I didn't propose nothing. And speaking of which, like the damn Mac.
Rewind.
Okay.
Fine.
Oh, hell, what the hell was that? Whoa. That was the wrong one there.
What was that?
What
will
be
when you take a bullet for a stranger?
What was that?
A bullet?
Get back to the business at hand.
Mr. Elliott, a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man.
Yes,
ask
she did.
Ask her again. Okay, you wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm passionate for my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. But there you go.
Yeah.
She's looking good, though. Get a cold shoe.
Yeah.
Blue suit. Yeah. I want to ride Momo B.
What's
that again?
I know
you
do. I know it. Hi. Hello, Mr. Elliott. Hello. Hello, everybody out there in the world. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
That's how you look.
That's
how you're doing, baby.
All right, now. Go ahead.
Oh, this corny-ass Negro, boy. That's a corny-ass. Hey, that's how you look. Y'all, baby. That's how you doing.
I bet you've been using it later, too, you black bastard.
You're a damn line. We already put that damn line on blast, and we did that show for corny damn pickup lines.
Yeah, we did. We did that. We did blow that one out the water, though, Mr. Elliott.
Tell them again.
Yeah, we ain't ask you how you look. We ask you how you do. Oh, man, I tell you.
But I know what Mr. Elias says, that he means it from the bottom of his
heart.
That's a whole different story. It's a whole different story right there.
Go get a room, why don't you? Go get a damn room, why don't you? Jesus Christ.
One day, you smell like Momo
B.
That's haterade. That's what haterade smell like.
That's a two finger haterade.
You got the two finger
ring. Oh, two finger. I'm like, full force get busy one time. Girl, you know, man. Yeah. Hold on, before I hit the wrong button for your intro, but I'm curious as to what this is. So, what is this?
Rewind.
Miss Elias, are you ready to play? TGR is Jeopardy now.
Yes.
Look, listen to Momo B. Yes. All right, here we go, Miss Elias. This is my favorite part. I like this part. I like this part. Here we go. I wish my mate would. Which is my favorite dish.
Okay, I know what that is. Oh, that was a good one. That's when you confess with your mouth that you're going to eat you some fish taco sandwich. After the pressure, you said you were going to say, I'll get a little fish taco sandwich. Yeah, under pressure, Mr. Elias. Under pressure, you confess with your mouth.
We had to ask you twice.
Don't lie. We got it on tape. We had to ask you twice.
Hold on.
What? Are you? What? Hold on, dude. Well, hold on, Miss Elias. We got proof. We got to get you out of here.
Miss Elias, are you ready to play? TGR is Jeopardy now.
Yes.
Listen to Momo B. Yes. All right, here we go, Miss Elias. This is my favorite part. I like this part. Here we go.
I wish my mate would. This, which is my favorite dish. I'm too sexy for my, and it tastes like chicken. Miss Elias, man, which one would you want down?
Fish, which is my favorite dish.
Fish, which is my favorite dish. I knew his nasty ass was going to take his ass there. All right, here you go, Miss Elias. Here you go. First question. Okay, listen. Miss Elias, would you partake in a fish taco sandwich on the first date?
No, not at all. Hell no.
Why not?
It might come down to some doo doo brown. No thanks.
Wait, hold up. I gotta part that question. He said on the first date, which normally people think the first date is, you know, stranger, you don't know them. But what if it's somebody you knew? Talking to on the phone, and, you know, y'all was on a radio show together. Y'all was on a radio show together and stuff like that. But
what's the answer to the question?
That's the answer.
Sponsored by the Rib Zone. In 10 good minutes, where we kind of shoot the shoot and kind of talk about things that that's off topic. So now, as you just heard.
Yo, my face hurt. That was like 3 good minutes right there. I'm in pain right there.
Now, you noticed, we had to ask him twice, Momo B.
Because I couldn't hear because all that laughing. All that yelling and screaming.
No, stop it. You're a liar.
Come on.
All that. It was funny.
Jay, for real. When you're about to flip your whole answer from one to the next, you need time. You need time to prepare on live video. You got to.
Okay.
I understand. I was just waiting patiently for the answer.
Oh, my Lord. Wow. Funniest moments. All right, look, we haven't even said hello. All right, folks, welcome in Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show, 347-851-2072. We're in the middle of 10 good minutes. We're also waiting at the top of the hour. Alicia Broach should be in the house. Now, I told her to call her here at a quarter till. Now, we'll see what happens. Now, she's supposed to be here. Now, I'm starting, Mr. Ellis, I tell you.
Y'all wait for her. I ain't getting my hopes up.
I'm gonna talk about her, bro. If she don't show up tonight, then I'm gonna talk about her, bro. My thing is that hey, you called us and asked to be on our show. Now I didn't call you, so I'm going to reserve that and say she'll be at the top of the hour. But if she's not here at the top of the hour, then what they used to say, lose my damn number. Do not call me again. It's over. Oh, man. Oh, so anyway, this is what I wanted to ask you, Momo B.
Princess Odessa.
Yes.
Well, Princess Odessa will be at the top of the hour, too. We'll see. All right, let me ask you this. Now, I was on your Facebook page earlier this week,
uh-oh,
and I noticed, I noticed you changed your profile picture, very nice picture, but I also noticed on your damn page there's a big-ass picture of some damn shoes. Why do y'all women always taking pictures of your feet and shoes? What the hell is up with that? I'm just curious. Why every female I know, they have pictures of their damn feet. What the hell is up with that?
No. Women are women, and some women love shoes. They love shoes, and that's that. I took a picture of that shoe because that was a classic. When I bought that shoe, when I saw that shoe in the window of the store I went in, I didn't think I could walk in them shoes.
Oh, yeah, you don't like you walking, really.
When I put them on and across the scene, I was doing my thing, and I was proud of them shoes. So that's why I posted that on my page, because yes. A lot of people can't, but Momo B has conquered. So yes, I was proud of myself for them shoes.
But a lot of women do that.
Yeah,
a lot of women do that. Miss Diva does that. Every time you look, she got her damn big ass feet with her feet crossed with the damn shoes on. Okay, Miss Ellis, you know what we're gonna do, man? Let's take pictures of our shoes and put them on the show page. Let's do what they do.
Well,
I mean, what the hell is up with that?
I want to know. Can you walk naked in a Momo B? That's the most
important. Yes, I can.
Here we go.
Here we go. I was looking at them shoes today because that was the first time I wore them, and it was the last time I wore them. I was looking at them today like, when am I going to wear these again? Like, come on, man. I paid a lot of money for them. I want to wear them again. Yes.
Okay, let me ask you another question. What the hell do you see in those shoes? What is it looks like you can't even stand up in them damn things. Where the damn heel at?
What do you mean you can't stand up? I was standing up. I was dancing and all that. You should have seen.
Hold up now. Let me ask you a question. Was there a stripper pole? Was there a pole in the video as well?
All right, the ones with no heels. All right.
Yeah, those are crazy looking ass shoes, man. Why do women like those shoes? Those things are ugly as hell.
They're not ugly.
I look good to you because you think she's naked.
I beg your pardon. My shoes are not ugly.
Look at Momo baby.
My shoes are not ugly.
It's not your shoes. All those shoes that ain't got no damn heel look crazy as hell. I'm like, man, I wish my woman would put some crap on like that. I'm like, girl, give me it so I can go get a heel added to them damn things.
As long as you're naked, I'm good with it, baby. Damn, but check it.
What is wrong with you, Michelle? Yes. As much as you go to damn swing clubs, why do you act like this?
No
heels.
I ain't poking no holes in your ceiling. I ain't messing up your ceiling tile. Don't worry about my shoes.
Hey, what do you mean your damn ceiling tile? I mean, what kind of damn ceiling is where y'all in a 3-foot room? What the hell? I mean,
you wouldn't know nothing about this. But I like the ceiling fan and the chandeliers, but you don't know nothing about that damn ball.
He didn't have no damn chandeliers in his house. So now, you may not poke any holes in the roof, but you're going to leave some scuff marks on the damn thing with them damn crazy ass heels you got on them damn shoes. Lord have mercy. Those are the ugliest shoes I've ever seen in my life.
If you want to continue to talk about them, you could just stop right now. You could switch the subject because I'm not going to stay here and let you talk about my shoes. Okay, you're right. I'm not going to say anything else about them. Thank you. What you say, Miss Elias? Let's talk about the proposed trade that was offered today. Well, let's talk about it. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, yeah, you go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Miss Elias. Tell the trade since you want to talk about the trade. Go ahead and talk about it. What's the trade?
The proposed trade today was to trade Drew for Robert Redwine on the J. King Network. They want to get Robert Redwine over there. And Jay was like, let's get it done. I don't need Momo B.
Well, you know you lied. You know what? And you know what I'm saying? You know what? Yeah, Momo B, let me tell you something. That boy lied. All you had to do is go back and listen to the show. I'm not even worried about him. That lie would not live forever. So go ahead and lie, Miss Elias. Go ahead and lie.
Hey, Momo B, you need to call him Greyhound because he threw you all up under the bus. I was like,
go ahead. Okay, yeah, I sure did. Go listen to it, Momo B.
Go listen to it. Just go listen to it.
But that's why I'm telling you, come on, talk to me, baby. Talk to me. Go ahead. Go ahead. I want you to tell this lie. Go ahead. I'm gonna be quiet. The floor is all yours, liar, liar, pants on fire. Go ahead. You can tell out the wild. J King said, "Hey, how did you do that?" Momo B is like with Scottie Pippen. He said, "Yeah, you right." And it was like, wow. It's like, Momo B is just Scottie Pippen to your Michael Jordan. And he's like, yeah, you right. It wasn't even enthusiastic. Like, nah, I can't let Momo B go nowhere. This is how it's going to be. I was like,
are you done lying? Are you done lying? Can I speak
okay,
now?
Okay, Jay, you tell me your story about
let me tell you
that.
Something, Momo BZ and the Heezy. You ain't, I don't have to tell you nothing. All you got to do is go listen to the show. And then what I want
you don't got to tell me something.
No, no, no,
right
listen,
now,
listen to me.
I don't feel comfortable continuing
this
show
to me.
Right now if I don't know the facts.
Listen to me, baby. All I want you to do is when you go on Saturday, I want you to, when we come back on Saturday, I want you to come back and tell everybody what a big, black, ugly-ass liar Mr. Elias is. That's all I want you to do. I want you to go, I don't have to prove it. Go listen to the show, and then you tell me what I said.
Okay, well,
you
how about
lying,
right? Right now? Right now.
Well, go listen to it. Go listen to it.
And I go to it right now.
Yeah, yeah, listen to it during the break. And go towards the end, and I tell you exactly what happened. I asked him, I said, well, what's up with Robert Redwine? He said, Robert Redwine can't come back on the show. He said, would you let Robert Redwine on your show? I'm like, he said, well, I tell you what, I make a trade. You can have Momo, we have Momo B. Actually, Johnny Grahamcracker said, he said, let us have Momo B in trade for Robert Redwine. I'm like, oh, hell no. You can't have my Momo B. B's in the heezy. You cannot have my Momo B. So go and listen to it. So your fat black boyfriend is a liar like he always is. lying ass. Look, all you do is lie.
You're a liar.
Well, go ahead and listen to it. You are a liar. Liar, pants on fire.
You wasn't all that enthusiastic about keeping on.
Miss Elias, the one great thing about this is that the tape is out there. She'll listen to it, and then she'll make her own determination.
And then when she comes back, she's like, okay, you can tell.
You're a liar.
Listen to his voice, mama. Listen to his voice, baby.
Yeah, listen to her voice. Yeah, go and listen to it. Okay, yeah, whatever. All right, look. 10 Good Minutes sponsored by the Ribs on 5020 Highway 78, Memphis, Tennessee, the home of the all-you-can-eat $14.95 barbecue buffet. Tell Denny D that the J. Ryle Show sent you. They have meat rubs and everything. You may want to check it out. All right, look, after the break, we should have Alicia Broden in the house. We'll see.
What are we talking about tonight, man? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm going to think of something because I'm not feeling good about this right about now. Well, listen, on the other side, we'll talk about it. It's time for a weather update, plus the old school Get Hype song. All that and more, J. Ryle Show coming up on the other side.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hi, meteorologist Ed Levy. Here's your national forecast. And with a frontal boundary swinging through the east, we're looking at rain showers from the northeast right down the eastern seaboard. Scattered showers, some rumbles of thunder, but behind it, some drier air starting to push in. Areas of red, western high plains, strongest severe thunderstorms possible in that area for Thursday. Four Corners area up through the northern Rockies, a few hit and miss showers. Hottest temperatures pretty much in the southern plains, temperatures in the 100s and typical 100s in the southwest. Coolest weather, nicest weather, Great Lakes through the northeast. As we go into Friday, the rain pretty much off the eastern coast, except for the northeast around Maine, areas of Florida, some hit and miss showers and storms. Showers and storms from the central plains through the southern Great Lakes. And of course, in the Rockies, hit and miss just pop-up showers. Heat, pretty much central and southern plains, driest across the Great Lakes. And then going into Saturday, scattered showers, some rumbles of thunder, Middle Mississippi River Valley all the way back through the mid-Atlantic states, Florida, some storms. Storms also central and northern Rockies. For more weather, go to weather.com.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school Get Hype song, dog.
I wanna get a little loving. Alright, a little kissing and a hugging. Tonight, I wanna get a little loving tonight. I wanna get a little loving. Alright, a little kissing and a hugging. Tonight, I wanna get a little loving tonight. We'll be right back.
Obama.
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Three four seven 8501272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house hanging out with my boy Mr. L E S. What's up there, partner?
Man, is this ERN Network, man? Because that's what that sounds like to me, man. My Lord, what are you playing?
Okay, no problem. You know, I was just going to compliment you guys. Momo B, what's up, baby?
Too cute, and I'm loving it.
Uh-huh. So now, I thought you guys were music connoisseurs. So no one can tell me who made that song. Who made that song?
I don't want to know who made that song. It should have been a Buffy song.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, really?
I agree. It should have been a Buffy
really?
Song because I was in
really?
Like, oh, yeah, Buffy too, yeah. Negro. Buffy
okay,
too.
That was that was Gina from Martin.
What?
That was Gina. That was Tisha Campbell.
Yeah, well, how much money did she make over that one?
Well, that was horrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Where we
hold up, this ain't make it or break it. Hold up, this ain't make it or break it. I don't give a damn whether you liked it or not. How about that?
Nah, that was
a good hype song. I got brought down on that.
It didn't get me hyped either.
It was horrible.
You too. You go to hell. All right, thank you very much. All right, listen, coming up at the top of the hour on the J. King Network, it's the music business. The way I see it, life's going to tell you what's, you know, you have to go check his show page. You can definitely figure out what's going on. If he shows up, he'll tell you what's happening. If not, go check it out. Let me tell you something here. Let me read something that I just, a message that I received from Alicia. Yeah. So I was about to type her. You know me, and Dr. Princess O'Dea can attest to this. Once you get on my list, I'm going to start sending you some messages. So I was in the middle of typing her one of those messages when I accidentally hit return, and so all it did was sent her name. And so then she sends me a message back, and it says, in all caps, why don't you call me? You know, all question marks. Had a death to my family. I would have been available. Wow. I guess I would get on the show soon. I was thrown off all day. Well, sweetheart, let me say this to you, that we're sorry that you had a death in your family, but you would not be on this show soon. Your invitation has been revoked. So, hey, God bless you, and you will receive an official message from me later on, and it's not going to be pretty because I don't roll like that. I don't roll like that. Speaking of, which you sound just like somebody else we know.
Tick to tick.
Yes. Sounds like her sister. Oh, yes. Uh-oh, that's the wrong one.
Uh-oh, tucking my stomach in. Tucking my stomach in. All day. Everything to get rid of this baby pout.
Hey, that was my dream. What? Yay.
Introducing.
I'm sorry, Dr. Rick.
Princess Aurelia.
I'm sorry, Dr. Prince.
That was the song.
What the hell
was I going to
do?
Hello, Dr. Prince. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to do that. I promise you I didn't. Hello, baby.
Okay. Hey. How are you guys?
Wait. Probably didn't even know we played it. Look at her.
Yes, I do. I heard the whole intro. Thank you so much.
Why are you talking like that?
Because I'm at the hospital with my uncle, and I was just talking to the nurse and had to shut up just so that I could say hello to everybody.
Well, wait a minute. Why are you calling us from the hospital with your uncle?
Why would I not? Because if I don't, you know what that means.
I didn't do
something. Right. You know what I'm saying. You know how you guys
should be like Robert Redwine is why what she's
right,
going to say.
Right. So I'm just trying to let you know. But I, you know, so I love you guys. Very good. Hi, everybody. Hi, sister.
Are they fixing your uncle a drink? I hear ice cubes in a damn glass. Are they fixing him a drink? What the hell is going on?
No. Absolutely not. There's a lot going on with my uncle. So, no, it's not the case. So, how's everybody?
Well, why don't you go and be with your uncle? I mean, now you're thinking, okay, now you think we're running a damn slave ship around here. Listen,
yeah,
go
like
spend
like
time with your family.
That's shameful.
You go to hell, Miss Elliott. You know what? Why don't you go and spend time with your uncle?
Right. We'll talk to you next week, baby. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. All right. Thank
all right, baby.
You guys
talk
so
to you
much.
Later.
You better
I pray for your uncle. I hope your uncle's well.
Yes. Thank you so much. I will
don't
talk
leave.
About
don't
it
leave.
Later. You say, don't leave you by yourself. That's terrible. Hold on.
Alrighty.
I thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Not the president of the what the hell's going on tonight? I don't know what's happening here tonight. I'm confused. First, Alicia thinks we should be calling her, even though she asked us to come on our damn show. And then Dr. Princess Odia calls us from a damn hospital. I mean, what the hell?
I did too, Jay. And I was in the hospital for...
Yeah, mixing her drink in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, did you hear that? She ain't in no damn hospital. She at the damn bar. That's what she's doing on a speed date night. Come on, somebody. My uncle. Is that what you call him? Your uncle? Yeah.
Y'all fell for that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we did. We fell for it.
I don't want to hear a doctor. I don't want to hear a nurse. I want to hear some beep.
Yeah, we fell for it. That's for damn sure. I'm like, what the hell? My uncle is in the hospital. Would you like to have a little line with that? Yeah, we fell for it.
You're not
going to
fall for the banana and the tailpipe?
Yeah, we fell for it. We fell for it. We did. We fell for the banana and the tailpipe. What a Wednesday. All right, listen, I guess the one thing I can say that's going to happen tonight, it is Listener Lounge tonight, and in the night, the lounge tonight, it is house music. Oh, I can't wait because I love me some house music. I love me some house music. So anyway, Mr. Elliott, you're right. We're going to get a topic here because Alicia stood us up. And let me say this, you know, in all seriousness, look, we understand we're not Tom Joyner or anybody, but listen, we have a lot of people who listen to our show, folks. And, you know, to put out there that you had this inspirational story, that all these things were going on, and then for you not to show up, I just think it's very unprofessional. And then it goes back to when you have people on your shows and they talk about things that have happened in their life, the one thing I have to say is that you have to be careful who you promote, because you never know if these people are even telling you the truth or not.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you know, my husband, you know, I was in an abused relationship, but I came through it strong, and now I am woman. Well, what you forgot to tell us is that you were sleeping with 40 men, and he caught your ass. You didn't tell us that part. That's why he knocked your ass out. It's like, you know, you sit here and put up these big stories that you're all this in a bag of chips, but, okay, in some cases, there may be a reason why you got your damn lights punched out. And there's no reason for a man to put his hands on a woman.
Okay, not at all. I agree.
It's not. There's not. But I'm saying, though, but think about this for a second. You know, you're trying to do your best with this female. I mean, Miss Elliott, we've been in relationships before when you and I have talked. And you know, the girl tell us that, oh, my God, you know, I'm going through all these troubles. He ain't nothing. Then you start doing some investigating and find out that, wait a minute, your ass is lying. He ain't what you said he is. You know what I'm saying?
That's why you need to investigate before you invite these people to your show.
I didn't. Hold on, homie.
And you
talk, I don't invite nobody nowhere.
I don't even pronounce her name. I don't even know her name. Is she coming or not? I don't even know her. What?
Like, listen,
you,
the bottom,
you need to have a seat.
Uh-huh.
Yourself, homie.
What? Hey, listen, I didn't invite her in the first place. But it's like, okay, she told us this story, and I fell for it. And I'm not saying that it's not true. Don't get me wrong. But when you have people that do things like this, you have to just question their character. And you look, hey, listen, I hope that, you know, God bless her. Hope, you know, whatever death she had in her family. But unless that person died today, you know, we talked yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And she says, let me read the interchange between me and her. She says, okay. I said, all right, we still on for tomorrow. And I put the date, July 31st, right? Yeah, she said, see you tomorrow night on my refrigerator. Same information, right? And then she put in the 7:45 and the time to call in. I said, LOL, see you tomorrow. Gotcha, thumbs up.
And that was at 9:13 p.m. last night. Not saying that a person can't die within 24 hours, but, I don't know.
And
but
all
anyway.
Of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden. I understand. All right. All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. All right, let's go back to something that we talked about, last week. And some of the comments on this was hell of a, but here's something that came up, and I was going to actually say this for Saturday, but I guess I'll use it tonight, I guess. But here's the deal. If your mate says to you, right, and here's what this lady on tag sent something and asked us to talk about it. She said that if you've been married all these years, you've been married to one person all these years, and you find out that this person has a family, another damn family, like the Richard Pryor movie, Which Way Is Up, got a whole other family on the other side of town, you know, would you leave this guy, and what would you do? And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, you saying, baby, he has a whole other family? He don't have a girlfriend, Miss Elias. He has a whole other life on the other side of the tracks. I mean, what kind of mess is that? He has a girlfriend, two kids, and a house on the other side of the tracks.
Man, look, man, I didn't say it, but at work we watch TV on our lunch hour. And now we watch.
Why you hate to say that? Because your boss may be listening? Why would you hate to say that?
Well, it's my lunch hour. I can do what the hell I want to, Jay.
That's true, but still is. But okay, fine, whatever. Yes.
We turn the TV and Maury Povich is on today. And there's this guy on there.
He still has a show?
He still has a show.
Well,
you know, he's watching the news, and then this came on right after that. And, dude, they had a guy on there, had two women on there, and he was talking to them like they was trash, and they sat there and put up with it. So I was sitting there amazed. He's like, I take their check. I tell them they stupid, and they are stupid because they let me get away with everything I want to get away with. I'm like, wow. And they say, if this one don't want to give me nothing, I take it to the other one. And they both going to be giving it up. He said, sometimes I sleep with both of them, and I do this to both of them, and I do that to both of them. They stupid. And the woman just sat there, just calm and cool. Well, we love him. I'm like, y'all are stupid.
Oh, are these black people?
They are black people, yes, they are.
Oh,
black.
My Lord. Were they ugly? Yeah.
Does it
matter? You said that, yeah. It does matter. It does.
Well, does it matter?
Well, it does matter. I mean, because if you have low self-esteem, it matters. If you have low self-esteem.
How many fine prostitutes do you know?
How many what?
Yeah.
How many fine prostitutes do you know?
Well, I know one. I know one that you was messing with, boy. That thing, I'm still mad behind that, but that's another story. I'm still mad behind that. Yes, I am. I am.
Tell a story, Jay. Tell a story.
No, I'm not telling that story. Every time I tell that story, I get upset. No, I'm still mad behind that. Listen, you've never heard a story of a guy who gets mad because his brother slept with a prostitute. But I'm here to tell you that I was not happy. I'm going to be honest with you.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, really.
Okay, man. All right.
Yeah. And we told the story before. Here's the story. We were in Europe, and we were, you know, in Europe they have a thing called the red light zone. The red zone, or whatever it's called.
Red district.
Red light district, that's what it is. And so what it is it's like three or four streets in Europe where they have these houses, right? And they have red lights, thus the red light district. But it's like, I don't know, 15,000 sets of stairs, and all these women live in these. They have rooms, and they, you know, hey, you go up there and buy your stuff, and you do what you do. So, Mr. LAS, you know, that's a tourist attraction for most Americans. So we get over there. We running up and down these things, man, running into African women and all type of stuff. So the last house we get to, we go to the very top. And Mr. LAS, man, you ready to go? I said, yeah, man, let's get up out of here, man. All of a sudden, man, we turn to our right, and it was like we heard harps playing. This female came storming out of there, bruh. And I'm here to tell you, till this day, that is the finest woman I have seen in my life. And Mr. Elliott said, hey, man, let me borrow 20 marks. And before I say yes, he snatched it out of my hand and ran in the room with the girl. Dirty bastard. And I was like, dude. Yes.
So, wait, hold on. So you mad at the fact that he's genuinely going in and you want to go first?
I'm mad because he's slept with the prettiest woman I've ever seen in my life. In my life. And when I say in my life, I'm including celebrities, every female I've seen grace the face of this planet. That is the finest thing I have ever seen in my life. Ever.
Thank you for putting my business out there like that, Jay.
No problem.
I
had to
return the favor.
Oh, you already have it more than once. You have more than once.
Oh, but I haven't. But I will. Trust me on that one.
So anyway, Miss Elias, come on. You tell people you go to freaking stripper. I mean, the damn swinger clubs. Momo B was saying, "Damn, Miss Elias." She was even saying, "Damn, damn, dude. Well, do you go every night?"
That was my right to tell that, but I've never told that other story before. But since you.
Oh, we have told that story before. Stop lying.
No,
we told that story before.
Fine.
Miss Elias, you just told me to tell the story. What is wrong? Are you see now? You just said tell a story.
For real, you going to tell a story? Okay, that's all right.
Oh, shut up.
I was being facetious.
Guess what? It worked, because I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
That thing, when I tell you that's the finest woman I've ever seen in my life, I am not exaggerating, and he knows it too. I was like, man, look, and we were plotting. I said, man, look, we can marry her and bring her back to the States, man. She can't speak English. We can form her into what we want her to be. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful woman.
J-Ryle only.
Okay, well, that's what happened. It really did. 24 minutes after the hour, 347-850-1272. We come in time because Alicia has... She faked us out again. But let me say this.
She faked you out
up,
again. Not us.
Well, yeah.
She faked us. I need a drink.
Thank you.
Oh, my damn business.
You know, y'all two, let me tell you something. You two,
right.
I mean, what is up with you two?
One more thing. I'm thinking y'all get me a drink. We can have it. We can have it out here tonight.
I'm with you.
What? What the hell? What?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Bath, you make my hands.
Oh. Okay. All righty. Thank you very much. All right. Listen, anyway, there's a story out there about Riley Cooper. Have you heard this, Miss Elias? This guy, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver, was caught on tape.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, riddle me this. How are you going to play for a team that has a black quarterback in a league that's 80% black? So that's you doing that, Miss Celia. So you're the one that's making drinks and stuff in the air and making all this damn noise.
No, I'm about to make one now because you just put my
No,
on
that's
like that.
The same damn noise that we heard earlier, Miss Celia. So it is you.
I just came down to make a drink. Like I told you, I'm going to get me a drink.
Momo B.
Tito.
Momo
yeah.
B.
Tito.
Isn't that the same icicles we heard a few minutes ago? Come on now.
Well, we did hear ice, but he just announced it. He said, "I'm going to have me a drink." He just said it.
But he's been doing this all the time. You're the one that's making all this damn noise.
I just said I was going to get me a drink, didn't I, Momo? Thank you.
That's what he does. That's what he's doing.
Man, let go of his damn belt loop. That's all you do is hold on to his belt loop.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah,
daddy.
Get off, Momo B.
That's all you do is hold his belt loose. Yeah, baby. That's what he said. When did we go go on more appointments? Who me? We gonna go on more appointments, Mr. Elias?
Leave Mama be alone, bro.
Yeah.
Leave alone.
I don't even know why you ask questions if you don't want to hear the truth. I don't get it.
Right. Oh, here we go. I tell you, I'm feeling double team tonight.
Said,
I'm feeling double team.
I'm about to go get a drink. If you want to join me, I said, yeah, I'm with you. And then he went.
I know you with him.
Exactly what we said. Thank you.
Yeah. I know. That's what y'all two do. That's what you do. That's what you do. I keep trying to tell you that.
You trying to front like she in the hospital. You believe that. She told you, yeah, my uncle.
Yeah. My uncle is in the hospital. I got to go see him. Well, what is that in the background? Do they have a karaoke machine in the hospital? Because I hear people singing karaoke in the background.
I just stepped outside and, you know, whatever. All right, everybody. All right, look. All right, we're going to step out, take a break. Coming up top of the hour, if you're listening on the J. King Network, it's the music business the way I see it. And, of course, we have house music tonight in the lounge, and I'll tell you who's coming up next Wednesday, hopefully. I mean, good God. I mean, Jesus Christ, who's going to be here on? Maybe she won't show up either. Good. Stop, girl, stop. Every time you do that, I just jump right on in. I just jump right on in. All right, folks, we'll be back after this.
In the Circuit Court of the 18th Judicial Circuit in and for Seminole County, Florida, State of Florida versus George Zimmerman. Verdict, we the jury find George Zimmerman not guilty.
Hi, I'm Jay from the Jay Ryle Show. And the one thing that the George Zimmerman verdict should have shown us was, even though this nation elected a black man into the White House twice, we have a long way to go. So don't get mad, get involved.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Nothing much. Nada. Zilch.
Zilch. Just got my workout in. Just did my thing, and I'm good right now. You know?
You're feeling good like you know you should, basically.
Yes. Just got out the shower. You know, lotioned up, you know, did my thing.
Hey,
now,
man, Mr. Elliott, hey, bro, hold on. I don't want to hear that, man. Why are you telling me that you put lotion on your ass? I don't want to hear that. Why would you tell a man that you lotioned up? Like, okay, really, Mr. Elliott, really?
Because I know what kind of man you are.
No, the hell you don't know what kind of, apparently you don't know what type of man I am. Yeah, I just lotioned up. I'm glistening in the damn wind. What the hell is up with that, Mr. Elliott?
Well, I know what kind of man you are because you always got your titties out to me and hell. Like a day was an
eight.
You know,
you're making me nervous, man. Say that for Saturday. Save it for Saturday, Miss Elias, and Ernest will be right there to take you to where you need to go, okay?
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's hump day.
Hump day? Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah, it is hump day. 347-850-1272. Woo-woo! J. Ryle Show. Sugar, Mr. Elias is in the house. What's up, that big boy?
Hey, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Catch you in between drinks. Momo BZ in the heezy. Hey, girl.
Yes. Thank you very much.
So good. Drinking on the damn air. He just drinking. What's crack-a-lackin'? Okay. All right. Coming up at the top of the hour is the music business, the way I see it, on the J. King Network. Also, we have house music going on in the lounge tonight. Definitely stick around for that. Now, wanted to hear something that I thought was weird. This brother, man, that contacted me, hit me up, man. He said, man, his wife would not let him sleep with her without a condom. Because she wants to plan, they're planning a family, and she doesn't want to get pregnant by accident. So until they're ready to have kids, what the hell you mean all okay? Hold on, let me see if this dude is online here real quick. Because let me tell you something, man. Your wife, he has not slept with this woman. This is his wife. How can you have a wife and you haven't, you know, slept with her without a condom?
Hello, it's called. You don't want a baby? You got family, you got bills, can you afford everything?
Why can't she?
Before you go on with your questions, your million-dollar questions, I've been in that situation before. I had two children. I didn't want any more. And yes, why can't she take birth control pills? Yeah, I was taking birth control pills, but I had to stop taking them for my own personal reasons, and since I had to stop taking them for my own personal reasons, and if you want some, and I don't want any more children, then you're going to have to do what you got to do. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. We got to protect the situation that's going on here. I don't want any more children. You don't want any more children. We're not ready for that yet, so I'm not protecting myself by popping my pills. You know this. I know this. So in order for us to do this and do this safely and precautiously, we got to do what we got to do. Hello. Even the first man that had to wear a condom with his wife, he won't be the last. It's not a big deal, really. You know what I'm saying? You already know how it feels. You've been knowing how it feels. So throw your little condom on, pretend that it's not there, and get to getting. Just do what you got to do. It's
oh,
not
hell
no.
No, hell no. You crazy. You dumb
no,
crazy.
No, hell no, nothing. If that is your woman, and if there's a reason why y'all doing it that way, then you got to do it. They know hell no. What are you going to do? Why? Then you just, what? You don't want it? Then that's it. You don't want it. Okay, cool with me. That's your thing. You don't want it, you don't want it. If you want it and you want to get it, you're going to have to follow the rules. Follow the rules. Otherwise, that's it. That's on you. That's it. There's a reason behind everything. I'm sure there's a reason. So what? So what are you saying? You're going to be like, no, I ain't wearing none. You're going to give it to me anyway? That's what you're going to do?
That's your wife.
No.
That's your wife.
But there's a reason why you got to wear it. There's a reason why. There's a reason. If there wasn't a reason, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. There's a reason. There's a reason why she's not taking birth control pills. That's not that. Y'all think that's easy, taking them pills, popping them pills every day. It's not. It is hazardous to one's health. Year after year after year after year, 10, 12, 15 years straight taking them pills. That's not easy, and it's not good for you either. So
how
you
gotta
read up and recognize before you start talking about,
says,
you need to start taking pills.
I'm not talking to you, Miss Elias. I can talk to your girlfriend without you intervening.
You
just told you, put your sticky chest in.
I've been taking breast control pills since I was 16 years old. You think a woman's supposed to take them pills all her life? You think a woman's body was really made to pop them pills forever?
She just told you, jackass.
It's not good for you. They're not good.
Okay, so what's your medical proof, Momo V? That's what I'm asking. What's your medical proof?
Listen. I'm not sitting here saying to you that I'm a doctor, a professor. I'm just telling you what's not good for a woman's body. I'm a woman taking pills. I don't need no medical proof, as a matter of fact. I don't have to explain that to you. Why don't you put it in your little Google search and see how good birth control pills are for you? See what's the risk of taking birth control pills. They tell you when you get your prescription, they're all risk. There are risks with taking them, but we do because, hey, yeah, we want to do what we want to do, yeah, and they prevent pregnancy, so, we're going to take them. But there are risks involved. Every woman knows that. It says it right on the package. But my thing is, if you want to keep taking them for 10, 15, 20 years straight, that you will come into some problems. So maybe she's hit that curve where there's problems, and that's why she's saying, yo, I don't want to do this no more. So now you need to put on the rubber. Do your part. I've been doing my part for how many years? You can't do your part for a little while? Come on. You sound like you're stupid.
Thank you, Robo B, for that medical eye. They have nothing to say. She just kind of went off. I'm just going to leave it alone. You know, I mean, I don't know what to say. Yeah, I don't know what to say or do. You know? Uh-oh. I really don't know.
What
she just,
do.
I go down. What about that? What I'm like, well, okay. I mean, what do you want me to say? I'm reading a message here from Tyler. All right, Tyler. Okay, Tyler wants to know, Basilius. Tyler wants to know, why do women post pictures of their booties and their titties, and then when you... hold on. Okay, he said, why do they post pictures of their boobies and their titties on social network pages, and then when you respond in that manner, they call you a freak? That's a damn good question, Tyler. I don't have no idea. Because if you have your ass up in the air on a damn social networking site, then how do you think what type of response you're going to get? I never understood it. If you got all your stuff out in the wind, people are going to respond to you. You did that because you want people to look at them. Am I right or am I wrong? So why are you tripping? I don't get it. I don't understand
it. I don't either.
That's like when they wear, you know, wear shirts and stuff, and they got, you know, their shirts are all low, and they got all their tatas hanging out. What you looking at? What do you think I'm looking at? You got them hanging out there for me to see? I never understood that. So, Tyler, I don't know, man. I can't help you with that one. Momo B, would you like to respond from a woman's point of view?
No, I would not.
Damn, Momo.
Why not, Momo B? I mean, you know.
Because I ain't got time for that shit. Tell me,
hey,
don't
watch your mouth.
Hey, I don't have time for that. Shoot, I'm all worked up over this other thing. I ain't got time for this baby question. Why do women? Why do? Grow up. Stop talking nasty about women. Just grow up. If you like it, say you like it. You don't have to say, oh, I wish I could pick up my thing and rub it up against those. You don't have to talk like that. It's all about how you say things. That's the problem. Shoot, that's the problem.
Oh, who the hell was this? Something like that? Oh, my God. Wow.
That's why people get upset. That's it. Now, you want to mind? That's it. Shit, if you want to come at me correct. If not, then don't say nothing at all.
Well, then why you got your stuff hanging out, Momo B?
Well, I don't have my stuff hanging out all the time.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I don't get it. I have no idea, bro. I can't help you, man. I can't. And the female on the panel definitely ain't gonna help you. And the other one is drinking. I mean, oops, she's with her uncle. So, you know, it is what it is. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. What's up, Gladys? Glad to see you in here. I haven't seen you in a minute, Gladys. Hello, girl. How you doing? Laura. What's up, Laurie? Ooh, got some big tatas. I tell you, I love it. You got. Let me tell you guys. You need to go to tag. Well, what's wrong?
Where's Mariana Music at?
I don't know. I don't know where she is. Let me see if she's on. Let me see if she's on. But she's one of my friends. Let me check. I don't see her on. Maybe she'll pop in here. All right, so anyway, coming up next Wednesday, right, we have Karen Ward coming up in this place next Wednesday.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And let me tell you something. When I say that that's a fine thing right there, boy, that is a fine thing. She's going to be in here now. I haven't seen now. She was in a movie called The Bachelor Party, The Marriage Chronicles, and Him Not Her. Anyway, go to the show page. We posted some of that stuff. You know, she's been in a lot of movies. She's been on some of the major network, you know, as one of those bit actors and stuff. So she's an actress who's making a living doing this stuff, and I can't wait to talk to her. She seems to be fun. So she'll be here on Wednesday. She confirmed she'll be here Wednesday, August the 7th. So it'll be fun talking to her. She's a dancer. She's a director. She's a choreographer. So all that and more. I mean, so we can't wait to talk to her when she comes in here on Wednesday. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. You know, man, I was looking at something online the other day, and I saw Jason Williams. Remember Jason Williams that used to play for the Nets?
The guy
he accidentally shot the limo driver. Well, right. He just got out of jail. I guess what was it, 2011 or 12 or whatever it was, and he was at an event with Trayvon Martin's father, and he told Trayvon Martin's father, you know, I know how it is, how it feels to kill an innocent person, because remember it was a situation where he was playing with a shotgun, and he accidentally shot this dude in the chest.
Right,
and they tried to hide that thing, and eventually, you know, he ended up going to jail for manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter. But I want to kind of get him on the show, man, because, you know, the thing about Jason Williams, everything was going well for Jason until that happened. And and so I would love to get him on the show. I'm going to try to reach out to some of his reps and see can we get him on. Plus, O.J. Simpson won. He had a small victory in court today. You know, he's going to be eligible for parole on some of the counts that he was found guilty on in Las Vegas, but there's still more counts. Let me tell you something, and I heard Lightskin say this, and I have to disagree with him, man. It wasn't Lightskin. It was Jerome. Jerome said this past Sunday that O.J. Simpson didn't do it. Didn't he say that this past Sunday?
Yes, he did.
So now let me ask you, do you believe that?
I don't believe he did it. I'll be having something to do with it. I don't believe he did it.
How do you explain the blood in the Bronco then, Miss Elias?
Huh?
How do you explain the blood in the Bronco?
Maybe that's somebody used the truck that did it. I don't know. There's time to just don't match up.
How do you explain the book If I Had Did It? And he went into detail about everything that happened. How do you explain that?
Maybe he knew in details what happened from the police reports.
So you think he had somebody kill him? You don't think he did it personally?
No, I don't think he did. I don't.
What about you,
Momo?
What about you, Momo? You think he did it?
I agree. I don't think he did it. I don't think he did it. I think he knew who did it. I think he paid a lot of money to have it done, but I don't think he personally did it.
Huh. What about this movie Fruitvale Station or whatever it's called? You can go see that? Fruitvale?
Never heard of it.
It's about the guy that was got killed. He got shot accidentally by one of the Metro cops. In the what was that story, Miss Elias? The guy, what was the guy's name that got killed?
I'm like one more beat. I don't know. I haven't heard about Fruitvale Station.
That's the movie that's out now.
Okay, I haven't heard of it yet. So I'm sorry, I haven't.
I don't know what to do. What the hell's going on? I'm like, what the hell?
You know, I've been watching a lot of TV lately, man. I've been doing a lot of other things, man. And I'm like, you know, you've been holding me. I ain't heard anything to me either. Hell, I don't know. Hell.
Okay, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272 on a What Up Wednesday, Jay Ryle Show. Just passing the time here, just hanging out with some friends and just talking. We just don't have no agenda because Alicia stood us up again.
Somebody stood us up for the 90th
day. Hold on, man. She may have had a death in the family, Miss Elias.
I know. If
she may have had a death in the
family.
Oh, well, that's true. I mean, you're right. I don't know what to say. But look, the bottom line is that, you know, she may have had a death in the family and things happen. I mean, you can't get bent out of shape behind that. But what I will say is that, you know,
she's gonna be on
like
the show.
Well, yeah, I can say that. You're right about that. you're absolutely
her time
correct
has
about
passed.
That.
We promoted her for 3 weeks. They didn't got nothing in return.
Oh, look, there it is. Mama beats like, yeah. I remember, boy, we got a fish bite, Miss Elias. But you know, the thing that kills me about you is a woman can't make a mistake when it comes to this show with you.
Ah, what you called up here for? Wait, what kind of situation is that? How should we respond to that?
I'm like, Mama B, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. I will say this about you. I will say this about you, Momo B, that I probably get more, people will ask about you more just in my little back and forth. Because, you know, on Tuesday nights, I really get out there and start, you know, I really hang out on social media and do those types of things. And people really ask about you. You are the one that people are interested in. Mariana Music, I already said that you was her favorite personality. And, you know, that's why she's been banished from the show. She can't come on the show when she says stuff like that.
347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in.
Mr. S. Man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Man, this brother has been waiting with bated breath because he heard you talking trash about him. It's our main man, Jerome Esprit from Esprit Radio.
I said, I know he is not talking about me today. That is not happening. I never called him on this show, and I was like, all right, that's it. Let me call you out like I'm crazy.
Wait a minute, Jerome.
Wait.
What?
First of all, you know I'm writing a book on quantum physics, right? You are exactly where you need to be when it's time for you to be here. Well, I'm never really listening to the show on Wednesday, and I listen, and you start talking about me.
So work that out.
Well, you know, Jerome, look, our guest stood us up, so
oh,
I'm like,
see,
okay.
No, you see, Jerome, you missed it because he talks about you every Wednesday.
That's why everybody likes Momo B. She just goes straight up and will blow you out of the water.
She's lying. What's going on, Mr. Spring? What's going on, sir?
What's up, man? What did you ask about OJ? Because here's the thing. Because I'm going to help you out with your OJ problem.
Okay,
everybody acts
OJ,
like
right.
They stuck in 1996. Yeah, like
okay.
Nothing else came out since the OJ trial of what happened to OJ. So you okay. Asked about the blood in the house and in his car.
Yeah.
Did you see any of the trial, J. Ryle? They put the blood in the same bag that they put the samples in, so they had them all at the lab at the same time.
Yeah.
They don't know if the blood was actually in the car because they had the samples in the lab. They got a vial of blood from OJ on the scene that day. He, like a nut, gave them about a little bit of blood just because they said, well, we want to match it up just in case we get some blood samples. And they put it in the car in the same bag in the back of the truck with OJ sneakers in the same bag and took them to the lab. You watched none of the trial, did you?
I watched all the trial, but
he was guilty.
But I'm okay. But what about the bloody socks in his bedroom?
Okay, again, Jay, are you not listening? If you watch any of the testimony, there was earlier on. No, I'm going to give you this. A police photographer was there. He runs a tape across the bedroom. Time, date stamp. Johnny Cochran, is this the right time? Is this the right time? And then an hour and a half later, there's a bloody sock on the doggone bed. But there was none an hour and a half before when he first taped. Did you watch him? He has a pearly white rug with no blood in the house, but there's a smear of blood on the sock in the inside of his sock. Who wears their socks inside out? And then it was a smear on the inside. It didn't soak through his sock.
What about the bloody gloves?
I'm trying to help you out by saying your cynicism is very white related, and so I'm just trying to help you out as a brother.
Oh, they ain't trying to call me a white person on the cool. You know what? Don't take so
wrong. Sexism is white related. Momo B already told me you talked about me, so I ain't really caring right now. Thanks, Momo.
You
got to look out for your people, dude. Go on you behind your back.
You know what they're
saying. Anything else, Jay?
No, I'm good. They're sorry. They are sorry. But you know, I'm glad you showed up.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Because I have a news story that's coming out about the fact that they don't have to have wireless. They don't have to get a warrant to tap your cell phone to find out what your location is. And I think I told you this. In OJ's case, they asked the prosecution to tell them where OJ's cell phone transmissions was because they knew exactly where he was. And they said, oh, the cell phone company lost him and they can't find the backup. That's what the prosecution said. They knew exactly where that fool was.
Well,
now, if you
want to
look
Jerome,
that up on the internet, Google.
Well, let me ask you something, since you're such an expert at everything, Jerome. Let me ask you this. This is a special
That sounds like sarcasm,
question.
Jay. I'm really not feeling that.
No, this is a social question. This is a question that we received last week. And, you know, it's always fun to have an educated brother to come in and ask him these types of questions. So here's my question for you. This lady said that her husband, she caught her husband sleeping with her stepmom. Now, she's 35 years old. The stepmom is 37 years old, and so the question was, what should she do in that situation? So I guess, let me ask you, we've already kicked it around because, of course, it was last week. What would be your response to her if she was listening tonight, Mr. Spring?
I don't understand the question. What would be my response? What did she say?
I can't tell you that.
To her, to what?
What would you
handle
do?
Handle that, or
how should she go about handling that?
To who? Like, is she to her husband?
How would she
specific? What you want me to answer?
Let me put it this way. Let's say that you were married. Okay,
you know I don't
you
do hypotheticals, but go ahead.
Well,
I'll let you have this. Go ahead.
Yeah. You and your damn, and your, so your situation was you caught your wife sleeping with your daddy.
See, that is, that's not impossible. That's not a good hypothetical. Go ahead.
Okay, let's go back to the okay, fine. Okay. What should she... Okay, let me ask you something. So here we go. Let's go back to her situation. Once again, the stepmom is 37 years old. All right? So the question is, her thing was, what would you have done if you were in her shoes?
Oh, I can do this one. If anybody in my age steps into my space, they think they can beat me. And I can tell you, you better watch out for my Ruger first. Because if your attitude is way too nasty,
killing people. Oh my goodness! Wow.
No. I'm not saying to you that I would or would not do anything. I'm saying the moment would dictate that. That's all I'm telling you. Right? I'm not that nice. Don't think that somebody's gonna have to be able to talk their way out of that.
Jerome,
so I'm gonna have to leave
man.
And give Jerome a minute or a year or whatever it's just gonna take. But he may need a minute.
Jerome,
I don't make no excuses for that. I'm just telling you. Don't give me hypotheticals.
Jerome.
I don't deal with them well.
They may
only have 2 minutes. See, and they may hopefully they finish. Like whatever that is.
I'm telling you. Jerome is a political gangster, man. Jerome is a political gangster. You know, man, Jerome be trying. He's one of those brothers, man, that you like. He's a nice, educated brother. You catch Jerome outside on the wrong side of the street. Oh, man.
Here's the thing, Spirit TV. There is a very fine line when they say it's darkest before dawn. There's a very fine line between really spiritual folks and people who are really dark. Don't get them twisted. Like, there is some protection that's around everybody. So you can't, don't take niceness as any form of being weakness, because those people who can see clearly will put one in you. That's all I'm saying. I won't be running, though. Don't believe that.
Wow. And there he is. There he is. That's the biggest mall.
I'm just trying to put that out there. I'm being clear that, you know, you don't have to go through life, cowering behind stuff. But at the same time, none of that stuff happens to me because it's not in the realm of possibility. And it's probably because I am like I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Gangster,
I don't,
political
I've
gangster.
Never had any betrayal issues. But I'm not that nice to betrayal. So work it out.
Because you threaten people with pistols and guns. All right, look, everybody on J.K.
But
Network.
That's a trick. That's a trick. I don't threaten people. Because then I have to do it.
Uh-oh. All right, we're going to say goodnight to everyone on the J. King Network. You guys enjoy your show. That's coming up next. It's the music business the way I see it. We're going to step out, take a break, have a few more minutes with this, and then we have house music in the listening lounge tonight. Oh, man, I can't wait. That's coming up next. Don't go nowhere, folks. J. Rouse Show rolls on.
All right, here we go.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference. To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, in the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, it is Wednesday, 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. Elias. What's that up, boy?
Man, what's crack-a-lacking, baby? What's crack-a-lacking?
Momo BZ in the easy as he puts more ice in his glass. He's going to be nice and drunk in a few minutes, but yeah. Momo BZ in the easy.
Yay!
All right, don't forget now to support Team Jordan. Go to Facebook, go to our Facebook page, the TJRS Radio Network, and look up the story. Scroll down, it's right there. You can go direct to that page, Team Jordan. That's JORDYN. Help this little girl there. Posting pictures. She's a beautiful thing. If you're looking at the show or if you're watching, listening to the show, look at the marquee. We have a picture of her in our in our pictorial that plays during the show. So check it out. She's a beautiful little girl. More pictures on their website. Got to check it out. I mean, you feel for the family. You wish there's something that you can do. But, living donors are welcome. And if you know someone that can possibly help out, you know, hey, get them in contact with the family. We're going to continue to put the word out there as long as we can.
Yes.
And we just want people to be able to do that for her. Yeah, we want people to know. And Momo B, like she said, very admirable. Listen, if you're not a donor, you may want to flip that driver's license over and fill that out. Okay? You know, I'm still on the fence a little bit because I don't know if I'm going to need my stuff when I get to the other side. But
you're not going to need it.
What do you need to have? Seriously, what do you need to have?
You're right, I am going there. Yeah, you're right. I'm going there. You're right. But what about you, man? Because you're not going that way, so you may need yours.
Your black ass might need yours. even if you don't make it to heaven, yours going to be burnt up anyway.
You know what? You can go to hell. All right, folks, listen to Lounge coming up next.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You know, tonight's 3-minute commentary is not about me or a particular topic. It's about an effort to save a young 3-year-old. A young girl in Delaware is battling a rare kidney disease and desperately needs a transplant and a donor. Jordan Maddox is in the end stage of kidney failure. Her mother is trying to spread the word to help her little girl. This beautiful, bubbly 3-year-old has been an inspiration to her mother. She teaches me strength. It's not about how big you are or how strong you are. You know, strength is all within, said her mother, Taylor Burton. Even before Jordan was born, she needed every ounce of her strength. A mother says doctors diagnosed the Georgetown, Delaware toddler with a potential deadly disease that causes low-functioning cyst-filled kidneys. She wasn't expected to live long after she was born. We are passing her around, saying goodbye to her because we were just told, like, she's not going to make it. There's nothing we can do, Burton said. Pictures show Jordan after surgery Friday morning. For the past 17 days, her mother says, Jordan has been at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia undergoing hemodialysis in a final effort to filter the little girl's blood. Her mother says she is in desperate need of a kidney transplant. A living donor is, it lasts longer in her body. It's better for her. It's more accepted by her body, Burton says. In a video, her mother says to her daughter, I got this. I got this, little Jordan says back. Burton teaches her daughter daily to continue to fight as she waits for a donor. Family and friends have taken to Facebook and Twitter using hashtag Team Jordan, that's JORDYN, to bring awareness to the 3-year-old girl's plight, hoping that someone would give this ailing little girl the gift of life. I understand that my child is not the only one that needs a kidney, and I understand that she's not the sickest person that needs a kidney. And I just want to raise awareness, inspire people to take action, Burton says. Her daughter is on the transplant list. She's hoping that time doesn't run out. If you'd like to support Jordan or help her out, just go to our Facebook page, the TJRS Radio Network. Scroll down, you will find her story there. click on the story. You can also go to myfoxphilly.com and find the story as well. Pray for this family. And I just, man, you know, it's just a sad situation when a young person has to fight for their lives. So innocent. What would you do if you were in that situation? I just don't know. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, every Wednesday, it's the Listening Lounge. And I tell you, we're running late, so we're going to go over a little bit tonight, folks. So we're going to say goodbye to some of you folks because if you're listening live, you're going to get cut off, especially if you're on WCWK Radio and other places that may be scheduling programs behind us. But tonight, Mr. Elias, man, it's time to get the party on, bro. It's all about house music, my brother.
Let's get it.
Yeah. And for those who someone sent me a message saying, why didn't we promote the show? I'll tell you about that in the wrap it up section. But right now, Mr. Elias said it's time to get the party started. Can we do this, Mr. Elias?
Man, let's get this party started right.
All right, here we go.
Go slow, baby, don't you rush.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, it is time. We have 3 minutes to wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. All right, Mr. Elias, let me ask, I need some suggestions, man, as far as what do I need to say to Alicia? Give me, you know, dictate some of this for me. I'm waiting, yeah.
I'm sorry that, you know, you had a death in your family. But, you know, that still doesn't excuse that 2 weeks in a row that we were expecting you and you never showed up. I apologize for your loss. I'm sorry for your loss. But what happened last, the week prior to that?
Okay.
You know, professionalism dictates that you should have called or given me an advance notice that you are, okay, I understand that there's death has happened. Just let me know, hey, look, I ain't going to make it. You know, I shouldn't have to text you, you know, to finally stop. This professional. That's all it is about.
All right, brother. All right, Mo will be. Tell me what I should say in the letter to Alicia.
Dear Alicia, I appreciate so much your desire to be on the TJRS Network to spread your knowledge and wisdom of what you know and the things that you have accomplished in life. But due to the fact that you missed two shows that we promoted lively, it is to my sadness that I have to tell you that you will not, cannot, and we don't want you back. So get the step and hit the toe. Don't come knocking. We ain't trying to feed no more. Don't call us. We'll call you. And it'd be a sad, cold day in hell before we do that. But again,
Wow.
We wish you the best, baby girl.
Thank you very much. Dr. President D is back from the Barbie visiting with her uncle. Yes, Dr. President D, 30 seconds, baby. Yes, yes.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, just great.
It's over. Hi.
Yes. Thank you guys for. I asked for you to pray for my uncle. My uncle has just a week and a half.
We're going to run out of time, baby. I mean, we're going to run out of time. So, yeah, just hold that thought, and when we go into our final thoughts, you can give us your spiel. We only have 3 minutes, and it's a time thing. I can't stop it if I wanted to, okay?
Okay, yes, yes, sir.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll pray for you, Uncle.
Three,
all right, there it is. All right, we'll talk on the other side.
I, my brother's keeper. Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight, we're heading to Riverdale, Illinois, just south of Chicago. Police is asking for the public's help to find a 7-year-old boy missing from that area. His name is Darnell Dominique Anderson, who was last seen on Monday. Flyers with Darnell's picture were passed out to train commuters in the area on Tuesday. If you have any information on his whereabouts, please call the Riverdale Police Department at 708-841-2203. Once again, that number is 708-841-2203, or you can contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-843-5678. Once again, that number is 1-800-843-5678. For more details on this story, you can go to www.myfoxchicago.com, where you can get the full story and all the information.
We pray for young 7-year-old Donnell Anderson, and we hope that he's returned home safe to his family. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is get in contact with us. You can call into the show if you're listening to it live at 347-850-1272 and leave the information with Mr. Elias, or you can go to our Facebook page, to the TGRS Radio Network, and leave the information there. You can contact me direct on Facebook, or you can send us an email at thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com. Pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm J. Ryle. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help!
Contact your local police station
for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, listen, we're under 60 seconds. We're going to say goodbye to you all now. We're going to come back with our final thoughts. But I just wanted to send a special thank you to Miss Terry for all that she does when it comes to missing children. She was the person who brought up the story of Jordan to me. So I just want to say thank you to all that she does. And Miss Terry, I salute you, girlfriend. And like I said, folks, we'll see you back here next Wednesday. But we're going to give our final thoughts. And one real quick thing before we get into final thoughts. Someone asked, why didn't we promote the show? They didn't know we were on. First of all, we're on every Wednesday. You should know this. But I stopped promoting the show because once we knew that Alicia wasn't showing up, I felt it wasn't appropriate for me to continue to do that 2 weeks in a row. All right, so guys, take care, and we'll be back with our final thoughts in a few short seconds. This is the TGRS Radio Network, J. Ryle Show. We'll be back. Folks, it's time for our final thoughts, and no one's listened to this live, so you'd have to come back and listen to it on your own. So anyway, Dr. Princess Odilia, before we check out here, what were you saying about your uncle?
I would just appreciate the prayers of all of our fans and family here, and just a week and a half ago, I went to see my uncle at his shop. He's a barber, been a barber nearly 40 years. He's actually come on the serious side a couple of times to say a few words. And he seemed to be in his whole total right mind. We're talking, laughing, he talks politics, he knows everything. And I get a call on Saturday to come get my uncle from a group home that friends of his took him to because he couldn't put a key in the ignition. And he does it. When I got to the place, he didn't even know me. I mean, it's my favorite uncles from my mother's dining. He didn't know who I was. And Uncle Samuel had an infection that spread to the brain. And all I want to say to people that, and especially, you know, us men and women, for all of us, he had. Should have been on insulin, wasn't taking in insulin. Developed an infection that went to the brain and had caused for this the symptoms of dementia, and where tonight he told me it was 1913. I mean, this was an uncle that he reminds me of you, Jay. So I just want to urge everyone to, you know, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. You know, do what you are to do. You know, you can talk about how God's going to heal you and all of this, but help yourself. God helps those who help themselves. The universe gets in alignment with you. That's what I want to say, and that's our situation today. Uncle Samuel is not who Uncle Samuel was two weeks ago.
Well, we're praying for you and your family. We're praying for the uncle, and we hope that through all the prayers that the good Lord upstairs will hear him and bless him and bring him back to you. So we really pray for you. And you know we love
Absolutely.
You. Even though we give you a hard time, we still love you. And we still will give you a hard
Thank
time.
You.
We love you. All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Momo B, baby. Final thoughts, girl.
Wishing everybody the best. Wishing Princess Odelia and her uncle and the family well wishes, hoping everything works out for everyone, for that matter. Life is short, as we know. Let's make the
Thank
best
you.
Of it. And hopefully we can party on Saturday when Uncle come out the hospital and everything be all right. That's right. That's right. And we're going to do it anyway because Uncle Samuel wouldn't have it any other way. When I tell you he reminds me of Jay, he does, okay?
He's
up. My uncle is a hot mess typically, and he's still trying to be a hot mess. He giving them a run for their money. But I'm telling you right now, we just have to take care of ourselves, man. And we have to party. We have to celebrate in advance. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. You won't be able to celebrate because you're not allowed here on Saturday. But we'll catch you on Wednesday of next week. We'll party with you on Wednesday. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Smartass, final thoughts.
Hey, man, look, I pray for your uncle, too, Dr. O'Day. And,
thank you.
Hey, look.
Don't say something smart.
On Wednesday night, I usually don't drink, but, hey, I needed one tonight because Jay was getting on my last damn nerves. So, hey, all of y'all that don't drink, when somebody get on your nerves, get a drink. It'll calm you down because, you know, it's almost better than booty. You know how I like booty.
Right.
Wow. It's better than water. It's
pretty damn good.
It's better than air. It's like, hey, I like you, and I want you to know more beef. We can do this the easy way.
Oh, my God.
Or the hard
what
way.
What did I miss
this
tonight?
It's yours.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to jump in, but I didn't recognize it. I'm like, what the hell is she singing? What the hell is she singing? I was trying to jump in. It was like double dutch. I was standing on the side ready to jump in, but I just couldn't catch the rhythm. I couldn't catch the rhythm. I didn't know what they were saying. What the hell is
that? That was a Mumble Bee original.
Oh, that's why.
Baby.
Okay, I was on the side. It was like double dutch. I was trying to jump in. I couldn't catch the rope in the right row. I just couldn't do it. All right. Well, look, we do pray for you, and you pray for your family. We pray for all that are going through tough times. About the Prince Odia, we know we love you, and I'm going to always try to figure out ways to kick you off this network. But you know, that's me, baby. I just love you. And if I didn't try to kick you off, it wasn't love, girl. What love has to do with
it? Oh, yeah,
man.
It's like this. What?
You're not a grammar winner. You lost. You came in last place. You're not a Grammy winner. Dr. Prince, I have to ask you a question. Are you doing that fake ass sister to sister? It really should just be called sister because the other sister be bailing out on your ass. Is that happening tonight? Or can we shut this thing down tonight all the way?
Well, we can shut it down. I'm a little brain tired right now.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good. All right, yeah. Go hang out with
her. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Because if my sister wants to...
I just said it was called sister, not sister to sister. It's just you. It's just you the one talking because nobody else is.
Not.
Everybody else is leaving. Okay.
No.
Go back and listen to the tape. Go back and listen to the tape. You're the only one that's talking, and Ron's food comes in and harasses you for 50 minutes. So you're the only one that's there. I mean, so once again, if you want to just do sister time, because that's what it is. It's not sister to sister. It's just sister time. So you tell me.
You know, guess what? You know, I think I would like to do 15 minutes, but can my sister come on too? Sister, can you please come? Please.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, good night. I'm going to bed.
No. Yeah. Why? How could you bail out on sister to sister time when we were the ones who originated this thing?
Well,
okay.
Unlike you, I've been talking
out
for the past 2 hours, and you just joined us 15 minutes ago. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So for Momo B, for Dr. Richard Lardia, for Stelly S, I'm Jay. We'll see you Saturday.
No. I just want to say a couple of things. I don't want to be before everyone long, because this is a very long, people are tired, you know, and we don't want to hear my mouth. But anyway, listen. Wait a minute, sister, just for 1 second, we can talk for just 2 minutes. Sister?
Why are you saying we when you know you're going to be doing all the talking?
Yes. Huh?
What?
What was that? I mean, you're there, right? Oh, it's so wonderful. But how was the show tonight?
Oh, no, we're not doing that.
No, hold on.
It was fine. Sorry you missed it.
Oh, sister. It was really good. I know, girl, because you are a ball of laughs, and you know how to handle those guys. So,
is this really what you wanted to talk about, sister?
Well, yeah, I really don't have anything to talk about. I just wanted to just talk for 2 seconds, say hello to you. I hadn't, you know, talked to you all week. And, yeah. So I just wanted to connect. Is that good to connect with you?
Sure.
Thank you. Don't sound so dry.
I'm dehydrated. I need something to drink.
Didn't you have anything to drink?
I'm dehydrated. Let me repeat that. I need something to drink.
Oh, well, go ahead and get something to drink.
I am. Thank you for your permission.
Well, good. Guess what tomorrow's topic is going to be on QOD.
I'm sorry.
Are you ready?
I can't talk and listen when I'm drinking.
What? You're not going to talk?
I'm just saying.
What is that all about?
I'm drinking. I just told you. I need something to drink. I can't be talking and listening while I'm drinking.
Jeez. Is it raining there? It's raining
here.
Oh,
Lord. No, it's not raining here. I don't live down the block from you. I live many, many miles.
And listen, I heard that you guys have the anacondas coming out and all that kind of crap. Is that stuff near you?
Isn't anaconda a big old snake? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like a huge snake. I heard that you guys...
What do you mean it's coming out near me? What does that mean?
They said that there has begun an influx of the anacondas coming out because you guys are like messing with the whole, you know, with nature. That's what mankind does. You know, we mess with nature. We, you know, cut down the trees and the forests where all the little wild animals and, you know, things such as snakes and pythons live. And they say they're coming out into the masses, out into amongst the homes. Is that true?
I haven't heard that, but you know me, I don't watch the news or anything like that, so I guess I'll just run into one in my backyard.
Jeez.
Well, I heard about that, and I thought that was pretty scary. I think with them putting that on the news, it may deter quite a few people from coming to Florida. You know? Mm. Yeah. Well, good. See, I told you I wasn't going to be long. Do you have some things you want to say?
No.
You don't?
Not really.
Why do you sound like that? You're such a drab. You're just like, blah, blah, blah. Why? Don't you like Sister to Sister time anymore?
Yeah. Love it.
Huh? I'm not convinced.
Wait. Looks like we're drinking some nice cold ice water.
Is that what you're drinking?
I'm back into my bed. Yes. Yes. What do you think
very
I was drinking?
Hennessy.
No. No, I drink water when I'm dehydrated.
Oh. You know, we got a lot of nice. You say what?
I feel better now.
Oh, well, good. Good, good, good. Well, I'm like so super tired. I really am. But.
Well, because you was in the hospital all day.
Well, not all day, but. Long enough. Not all day, that's for sure. Long enough. And I was supposed to be there, or I should say back there earlier than what I was, but I did make it back, and it's been a long time. Yeah. So they're talking about letting Uncle Samuel go possibly tomorrow. And I said, how are you going to let him go when he lives by himself and he doesn't even know what year it is? Really? You're letting him go? I don't think so. So tomorrow, they have the social workers that will be there. And they said they'll, you know, try to work things out, that if he is, if they know that nobody's there to take care of him, that they'll put him in rehab, a rehab facility, which I'm sure that's what they're going to have to do. But, yeah, so that's that. That's that. I'm so tired. But anyways, it's so good to hear you tonight. I can't wait to hear you tomorrow night. We've got a great, great, great show ahead of us. And I cannot even remember the name of the darn the QOD. It's a really sweet one, too. Just like last week. It's a really sweet one. So the Purpose Development Show, yeah, it's going to be good.
Are you going to have somebody the first hour talking in there?
Yeah, I will. His name is Haas. Haas. He's been on CNN. And he's been on The View. I've got to look at all my notes. But he's done some great things, and he's like a social media guru. And he's doing great things. Yeah, he's really, really cool. His name is Hot. Really, really fantastic guy. He's out of Michigan, Detroit. Well, actually not Detroit, but a suburb of Michigan. And he's going to come on and show us how to make it work, how to make it happen. Absolutely.
Oh, okay, that's
so
nice.
Yeah, I. You know what? It'll be posted tomorrow morning.
And what about the show? Are you still doing a show after the J. King show tomorrow, Thursday, right?
Yes. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, tomorrow, we'll have a fantastic show afterwards. I'm not going to be alone tomorrow at 1. So, that'll be good.
We
gotta
be with
you. Yeah. So you don't have to hear me talk and talk and talk and talk.
who's gonna be with you?
Well, I'm actually toying between two people, and I know that's interesting. Because I'm the show after the J. King show, I'm doing that like the Moment of Inspiration show that I've done on Tuesdays. I did on Tuesdays for about 3.5 years. And typically, I usually talk, usually it's me, and where I usually do the inspirational talk and topics, etc. Not so much focused on the guest as I do on Thursday nights. Thursday nights is dedicated for that. Tuesday is not. But I have a couple of people that are potential for tomorrow, and basically they both want to come, and I'm trying to see how they're going to collaborate together, or just going to be one person as opposed to two. So it's going to be a really, really good show. And as we talked about vision last week, this week we're actually going to be talking not about vision, but we're going to be talking about the journey, the purpose, and they both have a great, great, great story as to how they overcame, how they came through their journey. So we'll just, we'll see. You guys will, I'll be posting all of the information in the morning. This is something, I'm so tired. Have you ever been so tired you feel drunk?
Yeah, but most of the time it's the other way around.
Well, I am so tired. I'm so drunk. I can't even remember anything. This, it's just so important. You know what I say?
Same thing's happening to me.
What did you say?
I said, yeah, the same thing has happened to me.
Yes.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. We always are okay. Absolutely.
You see this damn Alicia Burton didn't even show up again this week. Did you hear that part of the show?
Oh, you got to be kidding. Well, I know they're not calling her back, right?
No.
Maybe something's wrong with her. Maybe she's forgetting things.
Yeah, well, thanks. Ain't no need for the rim or nothing else, because that ride is over.
Oh, wow. What was her reason last week for not coming?
She forgot. She didn't know it was that day or something. She thought it was the next day, whatever her reason was. And this reason, she had an emergency. I don't know what that was either.
So this week, let me tell you, when I hear stuff like that, I also think about when you guys said about me and the excuses. And I say, you know what, I can be empathetic because I know how things can just happen. But then when I hear it, I hear how it sounds, and it sounds pathetic, and I'm like, oh gosh, that really invites someone to change. It's like, look, whatever karma brings, the issues that are really legitimate, that means that somebody forgets or can't, hey, let's cancel all that, because you have to take control over your life, because that's like, that's a bit much. And it's something, a lot of times we can take stuff, but we can't take the things that we dish out or things that happen to us. Our tolerance levels are different when it has to do with it happening to somebody, or no, God, please. When it's happening,
yeah,
when somebody's doing it to us, yes, oh my God. So when you talk about excuses, I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a bunch of excuses. And all I can say is, I'm not going to judge her. Been there, done that, sister girl. But guess what? We got to be on the midnight train to change, okay? Let it go, whatever that is. You got to, let that karma go. Because that's like an epidemic. You know how some people, people eat too much and get fat? Or they're always late? Or, whatever the situation is, and it's always that way? It's one thing is no different than the other. You have to take charge to change. Man, that sounds good. Take charge to change. Wow. So.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Take charge of your life for change. That's too many words. Let's just say take charge to change. What's up with Robert Redwine? He's been on the show. Have you guys Have you kicked him off yet? Is he still there? What is he doing? Is
he still
saying only the two words? Edit. What are you wearing? Just nothing.
Yeah. A bunch of nothing.
A bunch of nothing. Wow.
That's all I ever hear.
Oh, Robert Redwine. Could you imagine meeting him in person? Wow. I will tell you this. I went to Cedar Point. You didn't know what Cedar Point was, did you?
Nope.
You know, okay. Cedar Point is like Kings Island, but not quite as big. And they've got this big ride. It's like a bunch of rides. And my daughter's birthday was this past weekend. And so Friday, that's where we went. And I rode this big ride. And the ride was called, I forgot what it was called.
Oh,
the Gatekeeper. And it was a doozy. I was so proud of myself. And then I rode this ride called the Mean Street. Now, that's old as the Higgins. But that ride was so scary. It was not, I don't know if you call it scary or just crazy, where we thought the ride was over, and as soon as I said, oh, my God, I'm so glad that's over, it took a dive. Deep hill, rolling. I said, I'll never ride this again. Oh, my God. And it did that like two times. It did the, you know, when it's getting ready to end and you just go up on the side. Well, it did that, and you think it's over, and it takes a dive down the hill and twirls and blah, blah. Like, oh, my God. And I only went on the thing because the first time I walked off, I was going in the line, and I did an about face. And I saw little kids getting on the thing, and they were laughing at me. Like, you're leaving off the ride? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Chicken. I'm like, oh, whatever. And then I said, you know what? I can't go out like this. I'm going to get back on this thing, and I'm going to take it like a champ. And I'm telling you, that was a sucker deal. Do you like roller coasters?
Love it.
Do you?
I am a roller coaster freak. Yes, I love it.
Wow. Do you guys have a Dragster?
Never heard of it.
The Dragster is like this really good. I almost got on that, but the only reason I didn't was because the park was already closed. But the Dragster, it's over in 17 seconds. And you go so fast. I mean, oh, my gosh. You go so fast. You go up so high, and you do this twist, and it's over in 17 seconds. But it's just a daredevil kind of ride. Yeah. I used to be a daredevil on the roller coasters. Now I can just care less, and I don't mind walking around and eating funnel cakes. Yeah. So you love, love, love rides, huh?
Yeah, sure do.
Well, that's good. Good for you. Glad that you love rides. You know, I just said <should've> it. I just said it's just the time. We have to pump it up. Well, people are going to want to listen.
Yeah. That's understandable, but this is all the pump I'm getting because I told you I'm tired. I told you that a little while ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm tired too. So how about we just blow this joint?
Yes.
Because we're so tired. And guess what, guys? We have no hot, juicy discussions for you tonight. Rob Smooth isn't around. Thank God.
No, doing this tomorrow on the backside of
Keeping It Real. Join Keeping It Real tomorrow night at 9:00 p.m. TruePurposeRadio.com and on the J King. Nope, J King Network, not on that one. It's at 1:00, but tomorrow night. And I'm telling you right now, Rob, we'll be live and pumping, as we always are. And Rob Smooth, he never comes on that show, does he? He doesn't come on. Was he there last week?
No.
No, he just pops his little weasel head over here. Right, you know, he reminds me of the guy that was on Tim the Tool Man. The one that's standing over the gate, just kind of looking over. All you see is his eyes. All you see are his eyes, you know. That's who he reminds me of. Just a lame. Like, who are you? Where did you come from? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? Why are you even in existence? God. I wouldn't be surprised if he just comes up on the call right now, just come on the radio right now, when nobody wants him here. This is what he does. Jeez.
Okay, all right. Stop talking because I'm not sure.
Okay,
you know how
okay,
that
let's
happens.
Go. I am so sorry. Let's go, and I know you're tired too. So we're going to blow this joint, guys. Thank you so much for joining Sister to Sister Time. Catch us on the backside tomorrow night. TruePurposeRadio.com, and stay tuned because the TJRS Radio Network and also the J. King Network, tomorrow J. King Network at 1 o'clock. Maybe you should call in. You want to call in tomorrow?
I don't know.
Dang. You know?
Because
what
have things
no...
to do.
All right. Well, okay.
You know, that's
well,
the daytime. I'll be doing things. You know, I got things to do. I'm a car, baby. Yes, I got work to do. I got work, baby. Yeah, but I'm beyond. I do got things to do, but you know, I'll try to make a deal. I'm not being in the cut.
Oh man, we got Momo being the easy. That's gonna be so awesome. Thank you so much. We have to designate some time. We gotta put that in there because that's just like cool. That's so cool. All right.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Good night. Love you. See you tomorrow.
Love you too.
All right. See you tomorrow, my girl. All right, everybody. Jay, you know what to do with yourself, Mr. Les.
You know what to do with yourself.
Jay knows what to do with himself because he's the only one that knows because no one else knows. Nobody knows.
Please, somebody put something in their mouth because my zipper stuck.
So you know what to do, my brother. And you know what? Send my blessings to Ernest.
Okay.
Send my blessings to Ernest, because, you know, I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Am I muted?
No, I'm still here.
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you? Kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain
kills
cells.
The brain cells. Yeah.
Yes, buddy. Oh, guess what? In 2 weeks.
Are you saying to move a legal substance?
I was just getting ready to say, in 2 weeks, we are having a show on cannabis, baby. And we got chemist. Oh, yeah. We've got a chemist that is going to be on the show who's been doing a study on the cannabinoids and the different strains in the cannabis. I'm about to break this stuff down once.
Are you high? Are you smoking?
I'm about to break it down.
I don't think you're applying yourself, Smokey. Huh?
Break it down. I don't want nobody else to hear the sound. I mean, seriously, that's what we're going to do. We're going to break it down. We're going to educate. Like the Obama healthcare plan, like they didn't do with that, and people talk trash about it.
Go $5 ass down before I make change.
Because they don't know about it. We're going to talk about the cannabis and the cannabinoids that are in the cannabis. You don't have to. You don't have to smoke it. We're not talking. You don't have to smoke it. You don't have to cook with it. You don't have to have you some peanut butter sticks.
Oh, stripper man.
You're not supposed to be out here.
It must be your lucky night, stripper man.
You're supposed to be in the house.
I'm gonna teach you every trick I know.
So, guys, I'm telling you, 2 weeks, baby, you have to be here at B-Square. I want everybody to understand, to have some knowledge about it. You know, if you're going to, for those of you who love it, if you love it and you partake in it, this is something that you want to have knowledge of. And it's something. And if you can't stand it and you feel that it's the most evil thing in the world and you feel like, oh, my God.
Shut your double-breasted lips.
She's going to talk about the cannabis I want you to listen to. Because how can you talk negative about something you have no knowledge of? None whatsoever. All you know is that it's, quote-unquote, bad. Well, listen, I'm not saying,
I feel so vulnerable.
I'm not going to say it's bad or good, but I'm going to say you need to
go.
Good
and by
terrible.
Then, we're going to be back on the TJRS, and we're going to pray, and we're going to hum. We're going to call those things that are not good. Hey.
Let me see you dance. Let me see you dance.
Just let the evening flow. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you. me. Wow.
Love me some Ozzy Brothers.
Ozzy Brothers, right?
Yes.
Oh, girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I like singing. You know I love singing.
I
could sing my ass off all night long. You know, if he kept going, I would have kept on going.
I love
it. It would have been a follow up in here. My daughter came out here and said, what are you doing?
Why are you
singing in the
wonderful.
Dark? Why are you singing in the dark?
Yeah, why are you singing? Wait, what are they doing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Wait,
joyous and free. On my window, hear the raindrops blow. Yeah.
Oh, it's your bae. It's your bae.